This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. One of my favorite pursuits, and actually one of the things, the broadcast things that I am most well known for, or things that are popular according to what people tell me, are the hours that I spend every week with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Dr. Jack is here to bring us through some of the news from this week, some of the things he studied, some of his experiences as a chiropractor. He's a NUCA chiropractor, you know, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner, uses that to help out all the people that visit his clinic, whether they go personally or they go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and his wife Mary have a fabulous practice. People regard them because they are so helpful. And they do it the natural way. We talk about a lot of different things every week here. I think it's a very intelligent, if I do say so. If I do say so myself, I think it's a very intelligent way to approach the things that are necessary to know about one's body, your bones, your heart, your lungs, your brain, how exercise, all of these things factor into what we need to know. And one of the things I want to talk about today is Zantac and what has been said about that. But first, let's get to the podcast that you have now. Now, I always extol the value and virtue of the two podcasts that we actually have, yours on ForbiddenDoctor.com and then ours at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So podcast 185, which is up now, having to do with the freedom of choice, I guess, as much as anything else.
Yeah, yes.
Isn't that really what Child Protective Service, I don't know, how does this wind its way? Help us understand how this winds its way into our physical health and well-being.
Well, it winds our way into family health and mental health as a whole. We have erroneously assumed that a lot of these so-called government agencies, because a lot of them are not, even though they're paid for by the government, they're not necessarily they get a charter to run from the government. And we just think, well, we're glad Child Protective Services are out there because of all the bad parents that need to have children rescued away from these bad parents. When, in fact, anybody who's had experience with the CPS, Child Protective Services, realizes that that's a money-making organization. And whatever they can do to pick up a few bucks here and there, they're going to do it. And so what this show is about, it's a very scary one. I don't like having scary shows, but we thought this was absolutely essential because more and more families are being disrupted by various outlaw organizations. I'm not saying they're an outlaw, but there's certain outlaws that work in these organizations.
You're talking about Child Protective Services.
Yeah. They're working for the money.
And are, you they can private, be asked, or are they public?
There's various aspects of it that are very private. Mm-hmm. And they're tied up with adoption agencies that are private. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of families who were innocent. But some comment was made by a nosy neighbor or something else, and CPS showed up, and you do not have to let them in the house unless they have a warrant. And the problem is they will show up with a police officer, and you get this idea that it's perfectly legal what's going on, and they want to come in the house. They say, well, can we come in and talk? You stop them at that door, and you do not let anybody pass that door, and you'll usually not hear from them again. But if you let them in and they see clothes laying around on the floor, if they see dirty dishes in the kitchen sink, they're going to report you as an unfit mother. Not every case, but enough cases that it's getting more and more serious. And that's what this is about. And they will take the kids, and they will go out, and they will force vaccinate them. They will force give them antibiotics. They will do all kinds of things they think these kids need without your permission. So that's what this show is about. And they can, and CPS can take a child away, and for as much as, they can make as much as $4,000 if they take that child away from the parents and adopt them out to somebody else, and the parents are standing there with their lives destroyed, sometimes over absolutely nothing.
Hmm. So there there's a lot of controversy about this kind of thing, especially of late, because it seems to be overcooked, and as you were suggesting a moment ago, it's a lot of blabby neighbors, people sticking their nose into your business. Now, the other side of it is there are kids that are being abused by their parents.
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about that. We talk about that in the podcast. Yes, there are some justifiable cases. Kids that never fed, kids that never have clean clothes, kids that have a just an infestation growing in the house. Mm-hmm. But that's rare.
Well, one of the things that we don't spend enough time on, Jack, and I've said this, you've said it, we talk about it in the myriad of programs that I do, the mental health issues that are so prevalent today, mental illness and how it affects people, different ways, different circumstances, whether you're somebody who's suffering from mental health issues or maybe you got a close friend or a family member who is, the stigma around mental health problems and how a parent, I lived with it as a child growing up. And you don't like to discuss it. You make your own way if you can, but more and more people are opening up about it, and I guess that that's one of the things. But we still have, and I don't know if this is universal, I mean, around the world, but in our country, we have a very poor attitude toward helping people who have mental issues. And, you know, this is not the way you're opening up a can of worms here, actually, which is good. We need to see more of this sort of thing. We need to experience what the issues are and a way to work on understanding what causes these problems. And so it's not your usual bill of fare. It's not what you usually do.
No,
it's not important. And I can hear the passion in your voice. And so you speak with somebody who is director of Health Freedom. And I think that's an interesting concept. What is that? How do you translate the phrase Health Freedom? She's director of Health Freedom Idaho.
She's out of Boise, Idaho. She's a friend of ours. And Health Freedom Idaho is trying to take back from the state the right of the parents to control the lives of their children. And what's happened is, unbeknownst to a lot of parents, legislation has passed here and there in various states, some states much worse than others, is the translation away from the parents' absolute God-given rights to control the destiny of their children over to the state anytime the state thinks the parents aren't really having the children's best interest in mind, and the state decides that from a point where the parents may decide something different than what the state thinks. Mm-hmm. They hate homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. They hate people who think that they can control the destiny of their children. Now, I know what I'm saying here is outrageous, and I know what I'm saying here is very difficult for a lot of people to understand. Her husband's a naturopath, and so they're involved with natural health. And the state doesn't like people who step outside the guidelines of the state health organization, who thinks that everything should be chemically oriented. Mm. So the thing is about what to do in advance, even if you don't think you're ever going to have a problem with the CPS. You're a good mother. You're a good father. You've got good, happy kids. That is not going to protect you if some nosy neighbor out there who's mad at you because you put your fence in the wrong place and they're immature and crazy enough to make reports about you to the state, and the next thing you know, CPS shows up at your door. That may sound unbelievable, but it happens, and the statistics show this, that some kids are much better off with a parent who's not completely balanced than being taken in away from that family into the system. So that's what we call, and I know it's controversial. You're right. Yeah. And some of our controversial podcasts we have generate a tremendous number of comments afterwards. We expect this one to be pro and con.
All right, that's the podcast 185 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's a good way for you to eat cookies if you love cookies and be healthy, especially if you have a gluten intolerance like I do. That's how I discovered Eban's Bakehouse. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Eban's Bakehouse has the yummiest cookies, breads, buns, rolls, you name it, all made without any gluten product at all. So those of you who have had problems with gluten, I have over the years. That's why I found this place. And they said, well, why don't you talk about it on your program? I said, okay, lots of things to talk about. The conditions that gluten can either cause or contribute to. Gluten can cause autoimmune disease. Jack will tell you that. Leaky gut syndrome, all of that sort of thing. Iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency, all kinds of things. So you may keep that in the back of your mind, or you may just think whenever I eat stuff that has gluten in it, I get upset. And so you don't want to have that experience. You want to, but yet you're like me. You love cookies. You love good, really rich things like white chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies. I love those.
Ooh.
The cookies, they really are. Remember I brought those, I think, to your house.
Yes, yes you did. Those were incredible.
Yeah,
so
great
stuff.
Hurry
up back, would you?
And bring some cookies with you.
Bring a couple dozen.
Bring some of those cookies. I'll have them sent to you. How's that? That's even a better deal. EvonsBakehouse.com is the website to go to. Check it out and use the DJV code for a big discount. And if you don't like their cookies, doesn't work for you, get all your money back, 100% money back guarantee for these cookies, the breads, the buns, the rolls. The taste is unbelievable. Got to keep them in the refrigerator, though, in order for them to maintain, you know, there's nothing in them that is a preservative. So you got to keep them cold. Other than that, enjoy, please, with a good dish of ice cream and some of these cookies. That'd be, I'm getting carried away. EbansBakehouse.com is the website. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen on our weekly get-together. The most recent, we've been plugging away at his most recent podcast, which is Education. The podcast, the summary of things. You can get the best of our complete conversation by listening to the program or get the nuance in podcast. For example, the podcast that's now at gooddayhealthshow.com with Jack in it is a discussion of mosquito bites and what it does or doesn't do, what is real and what isn't real. And we talk about lectin, whether or not it's good or bad for you. Dr. Jack explains everything you need to know about proton pump inhibitors in this podcast. Do they do more harm than good? Answer that question. Then there's a conversation about a study of 5,000 children offering proof that children are not exposed enough to dirt and grime so that they don't have the strong immune system and they get allergies and all kinds of other stuff. So great ideas for maintaining your health, having a healthy attitude toward your body. Dr. Jack on the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. One of the things that's in the news this week is the focus on avoiding Zantac. I happened to have a bottle when I had my digestive problems and heartburn 4 or 5 years ago. I got some of this stuff, and I never used it because I didn't like it. But I kept the bottle, and then when in the news there were a couple of different stories, warnings, if you will, about why not to use this stuff. They have certain warnings. You know how those stupid ads are on television now? You get 15 seconds of the ad devoted to why you should take the product in 45 seconds as to why you shouldn't. Yeah. And they'd probably have to put this in. I don't even know if Zantac, which is supposed to prevent and relieve heartburn, if they're even advertising. I don't remember seeing anything
advertising or promoting it.
But why should people stay away from it? And what do they take in place of it? That's the most important thing. I mean, we can talk about it to a blue in the face because they advertise a lot, but what's better?
That's a great question because this is not taking care of the problem. It's just addressing a symptom of heartburn. What is causing the heartburn? They don't ask that. What is causing the heartburn 9 times out of 10 is you don't have enough stomach acid. And so the food sits there in your stomach waiting to be broken down by stomach acid, and it ferments. unnatural acids.
So how do we create more
strong digestive enzymes? By the time you hit 35 to 40, you've only got about 15% of the stomach acid you had when you were a teenager. When you hit 55 to 60, you have almost no stomach acid left. And
really?
You have got to start taking some acid supplements, like Zypan that we're always talking about from Standard Process,
right.
A very strong digestive enzyme. There's other things that are in there. And I can't count the number of patients that came to me with heartburn problems, and I said, if you will just start taking 2 to 3 of these little pills after you've eaten, wait, you know, half hour to an hour.
So what about the long life energy enzymes that you have providing that service to your listeners and to
that
the people coming to your clinic? What's that do?
That picks up the work after the stomach acid. The long life energy enzymes break down protein structures further after the stomach acid is
so
already
you wouldn't
started
take it to replace
it.
Zantac. You'd take it in addition to the Zypan that comes from
exactly precisely. And Zantac isn't a proton pump inhibitor that we talked about last time. It's a little bit. It works differently, but it still stops protein digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop protein digestion, it's like taking the mortar out of the bricks of your house. You are not going to like the side effects.
All right. So, Zypan, you can get that stuff through Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. 28 past the hour. Good day, health.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, this idea that it was a seditious, an attempt to overthrow the government, it was a riot, it was akin to 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing. So you've got all these statements made by Mayorkas, made by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, made by Biden himself, the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. Yes. There were no people in the Capitol who took weapons with them. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart. And I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
The only shot fired on January 6th was done by Capitol Police when they murdered unarmed Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year military veteran. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's make your health great again, shall we?
There's a little play on something people talk about, right?
Make America's health great again.
That'd be nice.
Because America's health is not good. It isn't, let's face it.
People, the obesity rate here is out of control. People eating stuff, the farm is falling apart. Our connection to farm, the food, the family. I'll put in a plug for another program that I do called the American Family Farmer, which is all about creative ideas for America's family farmers to stick around instead of being put out, as that moron Sonny Perdue said, get big or get out. Doesn't help instill confidence in the quality of the food that we need. And that's what Jack is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. It's all about what you put in your body. It's the food, the food, the food.
Well, it is. That's a lot of it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday I was talking to a family that came in, and they were all distressed that it was either a sister or a brother-in-law that they recently had a child die that was just a few months old, and they're still not sure why the child died. And they were just saying, they said to me, boy, here in America with all we have. And I said, wait a second, slow down. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 40 nations that they consider to be the Western industrialized type of modern nation, 40 of them. And I said to him, where do you think the United States ranks, the United States will rank out of 40 nations for neonatality, or the first year survivability of a newborn child in America? out of 40 nations, where does the World Health Organization rank the United States? And they're looking at me like, well, we don't know, kind of thing. 38. Mm-hmm. The United States is 38 out of 40
countries.
That's
not to put us down. This is not about America.
No, it's a wake-up call.
It's about waking up. Hello.
Yes.
We have the resources that other countries don't have, and we abuse them. That's plain and simple, right?
Yep. It's not just the fact that these kids are being fed junk and terrible things. It's the complete. It's the horrible level of malnutrition, the malnutrition of the mother who is trying to breastfeed the child, and the low quality of that, or the fact that these kids are being stuck on formula that is just one of the worst things you can possibly feed a baby, or they're having terrible reactions to vaccines that the Japanese learned. You don't do it until they're at least 2 years old. You don't do it the first year of life. And then other factors that come into play. We rank 38 out of 40 nations. I mean, this is terrible. And it's kind of brushed over. It's kind of like, well, you know, that's just the World Health Organization. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they know a lot. And if you don't trust the United Nations, there still is news in there that is very helpful, it seems to me. It's all for your consideration. You ultimately make up your own mind, obviously. Duh. And so if you have a lot of information upon which to make your judgments, then perhaps you're better off than is the case if you don't have the, this is one of the great things about America, probably unique in all the world. Many things make us unique, but the availability of information now on anything, you name it, there's information, and health is certainly one of it. Thought it was interesting, Jack, the Drug Enforcement Administration has proposed new regulation quotas for opioids. You know, it's like this is shut the barn door after the cows get out.
Yes.
Yeah, the same kind of stuff. But it goes hand in hand with the opioids. It goes hand in hand with so many other things. And yet there are natural ways of taking care of dealing with people who have pain. What would you, if I came to you off the street and I said, oh, my God, I just had this operation on my hip and the pain is really bothering me. Jack, please tell me what you recommend to alleviate the pain.
Well, one of the there's a mechanical thing that would involve ice on and off throughout the day. But internally, we'd be using chlorophyll complex, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory and pain reducer. Mm-hmm. We'd be using something called turmeric forte. It's a mixture of
standard processed products.
That's right, fenugreek and turmeric that is known to be very powerful in its ability to lower pain levels. We might use something called salagesic. Takes a couple of days to build up in the body, but again, another herb that is, it's what aspirin was based on. They couldn't patent salicylic acid that comes out of
the
bark.
What was it, Catalin? No, what's the other thing that you said? You told me once was like aspirin.
It's salagesic. It's a product called salagesic, and it comes from the bark of the white willow tree. And the American Indian knew this when the settlers came here, that's where it came from. They would boil the bark of this tree and then filter it off, and the solution that was left behind had salicylic acid.
That's where aspirin came from.
Well, that's now what they did is when they found out that compound, they found out that it could synthesize a portion of it, the pain-reducing part of it, inside the laboratory, and that's what Bayer did when Bayer in Germany came out with the aspirin tablet, which was a synthetic form of what nature produced for pain reduction. The problem is with an aspirin, you're getting an imbalance of what Mother Nature made in that bark to a very strong concentrated portion of that chemical complex. And anytime you give the body something that's out of balance, even though it's going for what we'd consider a good cause, pain reduction, you're going to throw other things into an imbalanced state. And, of course, because it's very acidic, it burns the stomach wall, it leads to gastric distress, gastric hemorrhaging. And long-term usage of aspirin is extremely dangerous as far as the body's concerned.
Yeah. All right. Good for you. Well, as a GAPS practitioner, you would say that it really causes problems in the gut, does it not? Although I was told once when I got one of my, I've had a couple of colonoscopies to check. You know, your health, you're supposed to get them done, what, every 5 or 10 years? Have you gotten one to get to be?
Well, it depends on how good it is, the last test. They may say, well, you don't need one for 10 or you don't need one for 5.
Well, my doctor said that mine was pink, very pink. And he said, that's good and healthy. Do you take a lot of aspirin? At that time, I was having a baby aspirin, 3 or 4 times a week. And I think you got me off of that, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, there's too much research now. The latest research says, no, that's not only unnecessary.
So how then do you keep your colon healthy and
great
clean?
Question. Ha! Lactic acid yeast. Uh-huh. It is
a standard process product,
you bet, and something called Zymex. Zymex wafers is a particular kind of something called mycelium yeast.
They taste awful, Jackson.
I think they're actually kind of sweet.
What they do is they acidify. You're the guy who has a raw egg. Thanks to your wife and all kinds of other garbage in that daily.
If the camera was on me right now, you'd see me drinking Mary's milkshake right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has 2 raw eggs in it and a whole bunch of other stuff that is very nutrition-packed. I won't even be hungry till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, back to the colon. When people start using, people who've had colon problems in the past, when they start using a combination of the lactic acid yeast, which is a form of yeast that converts every carbohydrate into lactic acid before the stuff leaves the body, and it allows the colon to be acidic. The colon needs to be acidic for the same reason the vagina needs to be acidic, because it's an opening to the outside world, and bacteria cannot live in an acid environment. And studies that came out of South Africa not all that long ago showed that when they were studying a rise of colon cancer among people who were the underground gold miners for the gold mines in South Africa, they found out a striking correlation between alkaline guts and the rise of colon cancer. And it was a study that should have been on the front page of every newspaper in our country. Just brushed over like, well, that's those people there in South Africa. You know, they're not us. Yeah, they are us. They're human beings. And so what we have found out in the study and research that Mary and I have done, the more acidic the walls of the colon are, the more acidic the vagina is, the stronger the body's ability is to resist infection, especially when a woman gets a candida overgrowth in the vagina. It's because it became alkaline that promoted the growth of that bacteria. The same thing can happen in the gut. And when you get an unnatural formation of the wrong kind of flora that you and I are talking about all the time, in the colon, it's a sitting duck for mutations of the cell wall to start take place, leading to colon cancer.
All right, so you're going to love this one. I just found the announcement of a 3D printed device that can now detect cancer in your blood. The research
has
outlined, did you see that?
I heard about it.
A personalized cancer treatment because they've developed this device that weeds out the blood cells to find the cancer cells, especially in the blood. The researchers tested the approach by adding cancer cells to the blood of healthy people. Not into their bodies, good God. But they take blood from somebody that's healthy, and they put these cancer cells in it. And then they've used this device, this 3D printed device, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, to get an accurate insight into the cancer and provide treatments that go hand in hand with what your blood needs. I think that is a fabulous advantage.
Yeah, yes. You know, when they can organize and get lab studies and technology studies when it's related to human physiology, moving in directions like this, I can begin to believe that, you know, Bones there with the original Star Trek crew, and he'd have a couple of pieces of instruments, and he would know in seconds what was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think we're all that far away from that kind of a thing today.
No, I don't either. Calitrin is America's number one choice, healthy choice for weight loss. Why would that be? Because the number one ingredient is collagen. calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, you get a fabulous buy. Use the DJV code and you get three bottles at regular price and three bottles that don't cost you anything. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and get a six-month supply for the price of three. Calitrin.com.
Are you 60-plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60-plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60-PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Sentenced. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The great judge sentenced the people to life imprisonment. The prison, however, was not what you might think. You see, this prison had no walls or barriers of any kind. It was only that people were to be locked in a prison of mental rigidity. Whatever they believed no matter what evidence was shown to them. Eventually, the people didn't even believe they were in prison because they very much believed that whatever they thought was, in fact, absolute truth. One among them became free, however, and attempted to free the rest, but none would listen, none would follow, because they all accepted their sentence of believing that whatever they knew had to be absolute truth, and so they remained imprisoned for life. For ways to set yourself free, visit youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
You're just talking about yeast infections. It brought me around to a question that I had seen from a listener named Erica Schwartz, who wanted to know whether a male menopause was killing her husband's sex drive. We all know what effect menopause has on a woman and her sex drive, right? Pretty much universal.
Yes.
So if is there such a thing? I didn't know there even
Yeah, there is. It's called andropause. Andropause, yeah. Because there is a change
at what
in
age?
The it starts about the same time as a woman, you know, late 40s,
so you and I
early
have been
50s.
Through it if we had it, or I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
You can have a real difficult time with it, or you can have an easy time with it, depending on the strength and resilience of your own endocrine system. Which, interesting that you bring this up, is one of the reasons why we created Ageless Thyroid, to make sure that the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal, which is where our lives are centered, because those are the hormone-producing organs of the body that give us the ability of human expression.
All right.
And when those things are weak, you're going to have a hard time, especially this lady's husband.
All right. So long life energy enzymes, another thing that has been very helpful to a lot of people, and Ageless Thyroid, both of them you can procure, get the story behind the story, read all about it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll find them both very helpful. I take them both every single day. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Focused on your good health. Why not? It's a good, that's an aspiration to have. Good Day Health. And Dr. Jack Stockwell here to continue the tradition of focusing on sometimes one story, two stories. And so here's, as we dig around, there's always something new from the research department. So the fact that we can go out this time of year, especially, Jack,
yeah,
and be in nature and go to the woods and go to the parks and go to the beach. We're just talking about that. So what do you have that is related to how we enjoy ourselves in the summertime?
Well, there's a report out of the University of Exeter, which is in the southwest area of England. And it was published in Scientific Reports, funded by the National Health Research. It's like the NIH of England.
Yeah, right.
And they said that they found that, and they studied 20,000 people, and they found that people who would spend at least 2 hours in nature a week were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being than those who didn't visit nature at all during the average weekend.
Or weren't exposed to it at all.
Yeah, and the 120 minutes was critical because they didn't find any benefits for people who went to the natural town parks, woodlands, county parks, beaches for less than 2 hours. And it didn't have to be 2 hours at a time. If it was just 2 hours over a 7-day period where they were just out there, and I don't know if they're listening to the birds or watching the grass grow or just smelling the oxygen from the trees or whatever it was, if it was at least 2 hours a week, they had a significant... Now, significant is a big word when it comes to research.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like they were more likely to report. No, they were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being. And I think, as you pointed out there to begin with, this is the time of the year to really take advantage of that. Now, it doesn't have to be summertime. It just has to be out in nature.
Well, a lot of people love winter activity.
Yeah.
Whether it's skiing. I don't even want to wash my mouth up with soap, but 6 months from now we'll be skiing, or you'll be ice skating, or you'll be whatever the things are. Maybe you go hunting or whatever whatever you do in the...
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the Intermountain West, especially Utah. Mm-hmm. The winter sports and the winter enjoyment and the hiking and the camping, even in wintertime with these mountains.
All you have to do is go out your back porch after a snowstorm and you can slide down the mountain.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we had more snow this last winter. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. We had more snow this last winter than several winters put together. But this is, you know, this is a great idea.
Who's my friend who's now every chance he gets taken off to San Diego? Who's that guy?
It's summertime.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The beach.
The is easy.
There's not a whole lot of beach here. The beach here is the Great Salt Lake, and you see it once is enough for 1,000 years.
You get really itchy. You go. It's like going to the Dead Sea. It's the same thing.
Well, it
in
is.
Israel. It's the same.
High salt.
This area out
here is the bottom of the bathtub. So for Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, everything kind of moves in this direction because we're the low spot till you get past the Sierra Nevadas into California.
Many ways than one. Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Green space, though. Seriously, not to... this is a very important... Being in nature, understanding how nature works on your physicality, the photosynthetic process, getting bad gases out of the air, having the ability to breathe that pure oxygen, which you can appreciate. People say, oh, the air is better here. Literally, it is better there. It really is. You're not being facetious. It is better there.
Yeah.
So a good report. Thank you. Here's a report for people who have... My niece just found out the other day she had metastatic breast cancer. She's 40, same age as Megan, so like 44. If you're told you got cancer, what do you do? What do you think? What are your friends and family doing for you? You have alternative choices. Jack and I are always talking about alternatives to mainstream medicine. But the best way to find out what to do is to inform yourself. There's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X, you'll read all about it. The website, go to 714xbook.com and make an informed decision when it comes to cancer and you want to beat it. This is a book you need to read. That's it. Just read it. Figure out for yourself. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Use the code DJV for some bonus material and a generous discount on the book. 714xbook.com is the website. The book is Do No Harm. Use the DJV code and to get a good deal. Learn. Education, very important for people who are facing health challenges. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.